Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth and the moon and Mars should get information about, needs information about the Green Bay Packers and Jason Wilde. We do our part, 94.5 ESPN. And still, the Hall of Famer Tony Smith gets to ask the first question. We all hope he doesn't ask, Jason, how you doing?
Jason, what's up, man? How's it going? I didn't say how you doing. Yeah, I said, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. I got a gift in the mail yesterday.
From where?
I didn't know there was mail, but I delivered yesterday.
From who? Can we ask?
The return address. Yeah, the return address was in Tulsa.
Maybe it was Homer.
Well, maybe the last name on the return address was True, but
that's,
you know,
me.
That's a fairly common name.
That is.
And there was no note or anything.
Nope.
There was just a Nike Oregon Steve Prefontaine running jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
oh, that's sweet.
God, if this is from Steve the Homer True, as I suspect it might be, that means I got a jacket of the GOAT, the absolute greatest of all time runner in American history, from the GOAT of Milwaukee sports talk radio history. So it was awesome. The synergy was incredible. Like, he didn't send me the jacket of some, you know, schleppy guy that, you know, it just doesn't okay, was a good runner. Prefontaine was the GOAT, and the GOAT sent it to me. It was GOAT-alicious.
Have you watched the two movies about Prefontaine?
So I have watched the one that Tom Cruise produced called Without Limits, which is the, in my opinion, better and more historically accurate of the two. I have not watched Prefontaine, but it is Without Limits.
Jason, to be clear, he was the GOAT. He was the GOAT at distance running. That's about it.
Yes, he was not. He is not Usain Bolt.
Yes,
correct. And Michael Johnson or any of those guys.
He would have won the Olympics, but there was a runner, Lassie Viren, who was already blood doping, and he didn't have a chance.
That's blood doping. Sad. Oh,
he was cheating.
Blood doping.
Then he passed away in a wreck in Eugene, and the girls, Paula and I, have visited Priest Rock several times. So
really?
It was an incredibly thoughtful gift.
It was not for me.
It very much.
You know that it's not for me. So a friend of mine.
On the thing.
I know, but a friend of mine. I thought he sent a friend of mine. Alan sent it to me, and I said, "Well, I'm going to send it to Jason because it would mean more to him." He didn't know if the size fit, and I said, "Well, I'll just send it to Jason, and then he can do with it whatever he wants." Does it fit? I don't believe.
I washed it, and it fits great.
Perfect.
Large,
I don't believe.
Fit fine.
I didn't see it, but from what I don't believe it was actually ever worn by Prefontaine. Because if it was, I wouldn't have sent it to you.
It is not. It was made in the 90s. I got Paula the entire tracksuit because she went one year for Halloween as Steve Prefontaine, and so.
Ooh, did she have the mustache on too?
She did, but nice. There was the year of the devil, and I went as Jesus. Now that was a Halloween.
But nicely done. I would approve that.
She had the pants and the jacket. It was really sweet. And now it fits one of the girls, so Maddie wears it on occasion. But tell Alan thank you, and tell him not only thank you for the gift, but for the opportunity to drop a GOAT reference on the GOAT about the GOAT of distance running.
Tony, do you have any particular question that you would like to ask and start with now that you got in the...
Homer's changing his win total for the Packers. He's going up to eight.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going up to
Peter
eight for... because other people said go up.
Yeah,
he's
Peter
listening
King
to other
put
people.
Him at 10, and Tom Silverstein put him at 10, and I thought, if they're putting him at 10, I'm going to 8. Because... they can be wrong by 2, and 8 is still right. And so I thought we got Jason at 6,
They're at 10. I'm going right in the middle at 8. And I think I'm correct that TVV on the show on Thursday also said the Packers at 8. So I'm pretty comfortable with that. But Tony did not think you would change, and neither did I.
Well, I respect the heck out of Tom Silverstein.
I know you do.
And he has obviously been at all the practices that I've been at. So he obviously sees – either he sees something that he did not see before, mm-hmm. or he has – and he knows the league. You know, he does a really good job nationally paying attention to everything, better than I do. So maybe he has discerned based on other teams.
I will read what he said because I get the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel since I pay a dollar a month or a dollar for 6 months or whatever it is. It's fabulous.
10 wins. Wow.
Okay. I think 10 victories is reasonable. This is a team that went 13-3, three straight seasons under LaFleur. If it can't win 10 games this season, then that's on him. It's not just Love's team. His job is to show he can win with the next quarterback, LaFleur, and winning 10 games should be the expectation, not the hope.
Well, now wait a minute, Spoon.
Okay.
Nowhere in there does he say why they should win 10 games.
Well, I think I took it as his it's out of confidence and respect for LaFleur. He went 13-3. If he's
with a guy winning the MVP two of those 3 years,
the first, yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Maybe he thinks Jordan Love's going to win the
Spoon
MVP.
On. By the way, most people would not know that that is his nickname, which I never understood. I have always called him Fred Flintstone. I've always thought from the first time I met him, exactly like Fred Flintstone, but no one else calls him that, so I moved on.
Yeah, I don't see that either. I'm sorry.
I know. No one else did.
Know. I mean, that's not the most flattering nickname I've ever heard either.
What? Spoon?
No, Fred Flintstone.
I don't know if somebody, if I look like Barty Rubble, I'd be okay with that.
You do look like somebody.
Okay. Anyway. All right, back to
that guy Bart Starr.
I don't
look
know.
Like him.
no. Yes. Bart Starr dead.
I can see the Bart Starr late in his career coaching. Bart Starr for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you did like a comb over type thing with a thinner.
I may have had a hat on at the time. Did I have a hat on that day?
You did not.
Oh, okay.
You just straight up look like him.
Yeah. It's tough to become to say you look like a dead man, but, you know, that's okay.
As opposed to a fictional character who walked around prehistoric times in his bare feet and, I was sliding down a dinosaur. I think I would take Bart. Bart Starr was once a very handsome fellow, by the way.
Yes,
he was. I don't
know
if that's true of you or not.
But. No, never was. It's all right.
Whatever happened to the picture that you had for Twitter where it was you with your very curly hair and your glasses? You looked like
know.
You were like playing tennis in California or something.
Yes, it was. That was exactly that time. I don't know. Someone thought this would be better, so I did it. I don't know. You want me to go back to the other one? That's fine.
I love that
then,
photo.
Then you can figure out who I like. All right, back to the Packers.
Okay. Enough of his curly hair.
I just want to say, what did Peter Kay, this is supposed to be me giving my opinion, but I would much rather hear these opinions. So Spoon saying that it should be the expectation, like, he is putting it on the coach, right?
Yes,
and I
totally.
Think this offense is designed. I do think he's right in that the offense is designed to make even less than stellar quarterbacks functional and successful, right? We've talked many times about how, you know, Jared Goff was the number one overall pick. So I don't know if we can necessarily put him in that group. But in fairness, you know, he did not play like the number one pick for much of his time with the previous coaching staff in L.A. And then when Sean McVay took over, he had success, and now he's having success in Detroit. So. And that's a similar system. So he probably deserves the benefit of the doubt. But like Jimmy G took a San Francisco team to the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy obviously was productive in this offense. So to that point, Spoon's probably fair. But I'm There ain't no way. Respect notwithstanding for Tom Silverstein, there ain't no way I'm picking him to win 10. I am willing to say that his opinion and whatever Peter King said have me vacillating a little bit and saying, okay. I also felt like training camp, Jordan looked better than I anticipated him looking. I thought he would have more down days along with his up days, and I didn't think other than the second day against New England he struggled. But I do wonder this, and I had this conversation with Jen Gabe and Chewy this morning. I do wonder if there are some of us, and Spoon would never, he would never do this, but there are others that the path of least resistance is to talk these guys up and be very positive and pick them to win, you know, 10 games or whatever else. And again, I am in no way besmirching Tom Silverstein because he ain't wired that way. But I do think that there is a segment of folks that don't want to deal with the BS that comes with being skeptical. And it doesn't matter if you say, as I have 100 times now, man, I hope they go 9-8 and sneak in the playoffs, because that's a hell of a story, and I love covering stories that are awesome. And that would be
our lives are so much easier and better when the Packers win. It's awesome.
Well,
players are happy, coaches are happy, you have good stories. It's... Nobody would want them to lose, ever.
Yeah, I do not root against them. I don't root for them. Whatever happens, happens. But if we're rooting for a story, 9-8 and making the playoffs as the 7th seed is a way better story than 3-14 and wondering if Jordan loves the guy or not. I don't know.
It becomes a huge story.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It
becomes a huge story, but not certainly not an enjoyable journey to cover.
King's NFL playoff seeds, he has the Packers number 7, so I think they're tied.
Yeah, if he's, God bless him.
10-7
right.
With Detroit. Detroit wins the division.
But wait, he thinks such a crappy conference, the 7th seed is going to have 10 wins? Like last year, one of the division winners had a sub-500 record, right? Tampa got in at 8-9. And the Packers, the Seahawks, and the Lions all went into the last day with a chance at the playoffs. The Seahawks won, so that eliminated the Lions. And then the Packers, again, playing a team that had nothing to play for anymore, lost at home to the Lions to finish 8-9. So a 9-8 team made the playoffs out of the NFC West as a wild card. And he thinks that the 7th seed is going to be 10-7. I know that's only one game difference, but it's also eliminating the fact that there was a division winner that was sub-500. So
here's what he said
Peter's on Green
Bay. 7 seed, Green Bay 10-7, dart throwing. They edge the 9-8 Giants on the basis of Jordan Love playing B-minus football and an ascending defense. So...
Well, he believes in the defense more than I do. And B minus, if they go 10-7, Jordan Love did not play B as in boy minus football.
Unless the defense was that good.
Which again, with Joe Barry running it, I will say that I will be a skeptic until proven otherwise. And if I am, God bless you. Joe Barry's a very nice man. Condescends a little bit to
us,
but
beyond question,
that,
Jason?
I like him. Of course.
Why do you always say that?
Because he believes it.
I know, but whether he's a nice man or not a nice man, I think is irrelevant. I don't care if he's Mr.
But I don't. Let me put it this way. Like, there are people that are bad people that I do root against. Like,
really?
Just like I root for good people.
Wow.
Like Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp, ugh.
Okay.
Not a good person, right?
But even if they're on the Packers, what do you do if they're on the Packers then?
It's a little bit tougher.
Okay.
But I try to be professional. But yeah, there's been one or two over the years that were like that too. Yep.
All right.
My point on Joe Barry, by the way, regardless of whether he's a nice guy, and he does condescend to us, which I don't like, but
Why don't you mention that? I don't think the defense would be that good. And the defensive coordinator is very condescending to me. And I don't like that. But you go positive on it. Okay, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead and finish.
No, but important. I until he proves me wrong, I'm just going to be a doubter of him. I mean, and the fact that they have changed how they're going to allegedly, because I was talking to Kenny Clark yesterday.
Kenny Clark, he's the latest one to talk about their changing. Tell Tony, because Tony doesn't believe they're going to change, and I keep telling him. Kenny Clark says they're going to change, right?
Change what?
So he got a big you-know-what eating grin on his face yesterday because he knew that I was asking a question that he could potentially spill some beans on how. And I said, hey, so just tell me how is your defense going to look different? You're talking about how things are going to be different.
Yeah.
How's it going to be? And
yeah.
He got this big grin and was like, I'm like, wait a minute, you'll tell me on Monday? Yeah, I'll tell you Monday. Okay, Kenny. But my point is that if they're really going to do this,
they're going to move him around all
run,
the time.
Press man coverage. Well, he's definitely going to move around. Yes, he won't be on the nose. But
how much have they moved him around in the past?
Some, but not as much as they're going to. Also, it sounds to me like they're going to allow them to be more aggressive and try to get upfield as opposed to holding their blocks and covering gaps. So we'll see how this works. But between what they're – because my point was, Kenny, so you're talking about how you're going to be different up front. I got Jair and Rasul talking about how they're going to be different in the back end. I'm like, how different is this defense going to look to us on Sunday? And that's when he got that look. My point is that if you're not running the defense, as I've told you guys before, that Joe Barry is, air quotes, known for running, then what does that tell you about what they think of the Joe Barry defense or how it fits their personnel? And what exactly are you doing when you choose to keep a coordinator but then not run his defense, and how is that going to be better, worse, or the same? These are the reasons why, while Peter King can be confident in their defense, I want to see if they can stop the run.
But I
can
tell you, the
veteran guys could stop the run with young guys.
What they like about him is his willingness to admit he was wrong and to change, and he's played around, he's been around enough that he can do the different system, but he wasn't so bullheaded that he didn't change. They changed at the end of last season, and it went better. And so, clearly, he can change.
Well, you could say he was bullheaded for a while, though.
He was.
Right? Like,
but his willingness to change worked, and it seemed that the new defense, even though not his original style, he's got it figured out or it's working. So in this first of 2 years, we'll give him a chance. I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah, we'll see. Again,
I'm not saying it's going to work, but isn't that the premise of it?
The premise was right on. Yes, your premise was accurate. The question is whether it will work. And again, I'll believe when I see it.
And can you take a picture with you with the jacket on? Because I think people should see it. It's really cool, especially if you
It's magnificent. Yeah, I'm home alone right now.
Are you going to go running in the jacket?
It's like 90 degrees outside.
You better never run in that jacket. You run in the jacket, I'll come over to your house and take it back.
It's a running jacket, isn't it?
No, it is not.
Workout area in the basement.
It is not a running jacket anymore.
It's like a warm-up jacket you wear before you run in the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Like when you're waiting to get started. So
yeah, it's your warm-ups.
We have a banner.
Which means, by the way, Jason, you run in your warm-ups, you know, that to warm up.
I warm up, I shoot layups. But I will take a picture. We have a banner that has a famous pre-quote on it in our workout area. So I will take a picture in front of it if I remember.
Awesome.
If you remember, Homer will remind you.
Just a question of how long.
Homer can appreciate that part of it. Yeah.
Oh, we got to go to break. Jason, see you.
Yes, we do.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
Okay. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason's still at 6. Hall of Famer Tony Smith, what are you at? You're still
I'm on
six.
Break already. Sorry.
Oh. Next.